Coming up this week on Expedition Retirement, brought to you by Golden Reserve. Most of your money is in a 401k. So how do you use it in retirement? Your retirement account balance is probably way up right now. Does that mean you should be doing something different? And a commentator who believes retirement is stupid. All of that coming up on today's Expedition Retirement.
This is Expedition Retirement with Greg Ehler from Golden Reserve.
We think of retirement as a mountain, right? You work your way up the mountain, you save, you work hard, and you have a certain advice that gets you to the top. But when you get to the top, everything changes.
Climbing that mountain to retirement is only the first step. Do you have what you need to get down Retirement Mountain?
And here we are again. Welcome to Expedition Retirement with Greg Ehler at Golden Reserve. My name is Randy Cook. We're here each week to talk through some of the things, some of the questions that you might have about this time in your life. You're getting ready for this thing called retirement. What do you do? Who do you choose to help you along the way? How should you prepare for it? That's exactly what we do right here. Greg is here. How are you doing today?
You know, I did my first family beach with all five of us spring break. That was my last week. We were down in Florida. Took the twinos, obviously 3 years old, the daughter 11, the wifey, and we spent a week in Florida on the beaches, and it was awesome.
Good.
You know, it was fun to spend some lazy time just doing nothing, resetting a little bit. But it was also interesting where, you know, I was starving for adult conversation. You know, when you spend 7 days answering, you know, your three-year-old's question, why? Mm-hmm. You know, why can't I eat this crayon? Or why can't I wear underwear only to dinner? Like, you know, those kind of conversations, okay. You know, right. Run a little dry. So I was starving. I think I got back the next morning. I had coffee with a couple buddies and just had to have some grown-up conversation. But no, it was awesome. Spring break time's great. Florida's kind of a, you know, just a zoo right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you've ever been down there during this time of year. And everything costs, you know, I always laugh, like, everything's $100. Everything's $100. Like, it just felt like no matter where we went, we couldn't hide from, you know, there's five of us. So, you know, it was one of those things where you just, you know, when you have a tribe, it just costs a little more.
There you go.
There's just two more little heads running around.
Yep. My son-in-law brought the whole family to Disney about 3 weeks ago, and five-year-old and a two-year-old and the wife, and he looked at me and goes, we ain't doing that for a long time.
Well, have you ever been to Disney? It is not the happiest place on earth. We looked around, and we looked around at parents. There are just angry faces, beat-down faces.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It is just not. It's a weird place, but some people love it. It's a weird place, man.
I saw a guy in a muscle shirt one time, big old guy, you know, the hair and the whole thing coming out of his shoulders and everything, and he was after his little girl going, if you don't turn this around, we're going right home right now. And I looked at my watch, it was 9 a.m.
Yep. It is a vicious cycle there. The Disney World is something else, man. They got it figured out, though. It's packed.
It's so true. All right, so let's get into some of the things that we want to talk about here today. So, Greg, one of the things we want to do is, you know, we get to the end of the month. I mean, we're moving into April now. We're done with the first quarter. There's still a lot of talk out there about the Fed and the interest rates. Just give me your feeling about how that's going right now. I know Wall Street wants the interest rate to go down. Inflation still is going up, and the Fed is kind of in limbo right now. What is your take on this?
Yeah, I mean, I think we get a lot of questions about this of like, how does it work? What's going on? And I think what people need to realize is the Fed gets together about six times a year, and they decide, you know, if they should move the rates. And just a quick history lesson. In 2020, believe it or not, the interest rates that they had set were about zero. It's like 0.8, 0.08. And then over the course of 2022, they jumped to about 4.3. It was the largest jump ever. And then last year, they jumped again another about 100 bips, which was 1 point. So now they're around 5.3. And starting the year, they're at 5.3. And I think a lot of pundits, and you heard a lot of people on the radio and on television, on podcasts, say the rate's going to get cut seven times this year. Every meeting's going to be a cut. Well, we're through two meetings, and there have been no cuts. And they said, you know what, we're going to sit tight. And they always say some cryptic things. I think they do it as a joke. I think all the Fed say, let's use some specific words to see what happens.
Okay.
And then everyone tries to interpret what that means because everyone knew that this was supposed to be a cut, right? Everyone said that they were going to cut the rates and nothing happened.
Yeah.
That went from predicting four or five cuts to now it's going to be two or three.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's an interesting, obviously, way to get people probably to stay in the market longer than they should, or maybe put off things because they think the interest rates are going to come back. Hopefully what it's doing is that this may be where we stay for a while. You know, they kind of alluded and, you know, everybody opened an interpretation. It made it sound like it, you know, the next meeting they're having is April 30th. April the 30th and May 1st. And it made it sound like they're going to sit tight there because inflation still hasn't – they don't have inflation where they want it.
Right.
And, you know, when people ask, well, what does that mean for me? Not much, right? For most retirees, you know, if you're not a hedge fund or a private equity fund or a big corporation worried about CapEx expenditures, what does this mean for you? Not a lot. Like, I think you should capitalize on the higher interest rates where there's a lot of conservative investments out there that you could probably lock in some pretty cool rates, maybe some bonds, I don't know. But in terms of how it really affects your retirement, you know, there's not a huge swing to this. I know this gets a lot of press. You know, it may be frustrating if you want to buy a car. Yeah, we're thinking about financing it.
Yeah,
you want to finance a house. This is frustrating because, but if you keep waiting, be careful. They may go up. I know no one says that, but you know, 5.3. Hopefully, you baby boomers can share some wisdom with a lot of these folks that you guys remember when interest rates were 17%, and or when a good interest rate was 7% to purchase a home.
My first mortgage was 11%.
Yeah. So it's like this could be the new world where we have to start thinking about maybe we can't afford that big of a house, that big of a car, that big of a secondary home because of the payments. I mean, I think that's the hard reality if that's where this is going to stay. I hate to be the this is like depressing radio right now. Greg's, you know, just telling me that, you know, things are going to get more expensive. But you guys have gone through drive-thrus and you guys seen some food costs and other consumable things. Like, you know, the inflation thing's kind of goofy, right? They back out. They say inflation's going down, but they back out food, gas, and homes.
We don't need any of that, do we?
It's like, what else are we actually talking about? What is in the inflation you know, what's in this calculation? Because all of those things are obviously more expensive. So I tell people to sit tight. This is one of those things where we might be here for a while. We might be in the fives, and we might go up. Who knows? We'll see if inflation spikes again. These are things that are important to think about, but should they drive retirement decisions and life choices? Probably not. You know, if you think they're going back to zero, it ain't happening.
Right.
And it will never probably happen again. That world is over. So, you know, at best, you know, if you're going to do some proactive planning, say, does it make sense for me to wait until they drop to 4? Because they're probably not going to drop less than 4 ever, you know, maybe for the rest of our lifetime. So it's like, if I can't afford something at 4 or 5, I probably can't afford it.
Well, if it means that you want to move some money out of the market into some other place that you don't want that money going up and down, and you want to look at CDs and money markets and annuities and the things that are dependent on interest rates, this really is a good time to talk about those things. So give Greg a call and the team over at Golden Reserve. Look at our website, getyourroadmap.com. That's a great place to start. Getyourroadmap.com. All right, so let's talk about people getting into retirement. And the one thing that is very common is most of the money that we see when people walk through the door is in a 401k. So they're going to want to say, okay, Greg, how does this become a paycheck? How do I use this money? So there's a couple of steps that you've kind of outlined here. What are our options here on how to use that 401k?
So there's really five things to do. There's five things you can do with the 401k. Now, just so we have the terminology correctly, a 401k is a company-sponsored plan. So when you have with a 401k, this is what happens when you worked at a place and, you know, obviously they contributed or you contributed or both of you contributed. And over the years, it accumulated. And now you're thinking about retiring or you're already retired or you worked at a previous company and it rolled over. Now, when it rolls over, it changes its name. So that's one of the options. The first is what they call a tax-free roll over to an IRA, which really doesn't mean anything except for it's going from a 401k to IRA. It's a different title.
Okay.
There's no significant changes other than obviously you can't participate in the company's plan anymore once you roll out of it. But most people want to leave their company's plan because usually the company's plan doesn't have always the best fee structures and sometimes you don't have as much control over the investments. So option one, you know, and what everyone should do, hopefully, is take their 401k and roll it over to an IRA. And any previous jobs you had, if they're still in the company plans, roll them out, put them all together, conglomerate them into one bucket. You can obviously mash them all together. That makes it very easy to manage. So that's kind of step one when it comes to 401ks. And then it becomes, now that it's in this kind of wrapper that it's supposed to be in, the rest are optional. Step one is, you know, something that you should certainly do. Step two, you know, through 2, 3, 4, 5 are up to you. And one of them is, you know, this is not a good option, but it does happen. People take it all out. So if you take out all of your IRA money, it's all going to be taxed.
Yeah, big tax bill.
And that's going to all add to your income level that year. We do not recommend this. We hope you don't do this. But this does happen. This is what we call a bad option. Option two is a bad option. Do not take it all out before speaking to a tax advisor. or tax professional. Now, that doesn't make a lot of sense because obviously our graduated tax rate, the higher the income is, the higher your tax rates are. So as you add income, which would be your 401k, all of it. So if you have $50,000 of income and you have $1 million 401k or IRA that's rolled over, and then you take it all out, you'll have a $1,050,000 of income that year. You'll probably go from a 10% tax rate to a 38% tax rate, which is, you know, not a good thing. The next option is obviously to, you know, sit back and say, all right, well, what about converting it to a Roth? I hear all of these things about converting it to, you know, Roth IRA. It could be a great option. Mm-hmm. Now, similar to the take it all out method, Randy, we don't want you to just convert the whole thing to a Roth, because what you're doing when you convert a 401k or IRA to a Roth IRA, you're essentially saying, I'm paying tax on this portion. If you pay tax on all of it, it's the same issue as taking it all out. You're going to have a bunch of income that year, and you're not going to be happy with the tax bill. Mm-hmm. Now, that could be a very strategic way of thinking about your IRA. It's like, hey, you know what? I'm going to convert some of this because I think it's going to grow. Now, if you think it's all going to be spent, I don't know, maybe. I mean, you know, the idea of a Roth IRA is that you want it to have time to grow. It's like planting a tree, right? Like, you want it to bear fruit. It's going to take a minute because your account balance is going to go down, and then it's got to go back up again after you, you know, from the taxes you paid. Now, the last option, you know, that we're going to talk about here is the systematic approach. And this is what we truly recommend. This is actually what we do for our clients, believe it or not. But this, you know, is a great way to ensure that you're not only dealing with the tax liability, but you're paying the least amount of taxes as possible. And it's systematically pulling money out of your IRA every year based on your income, based on your expenses, based on the size of your IRA. And when you put all those factors together, you're systematically each year adding some to the bucket, making sure not to spike your tax rates too much, but you're getting it out of the system. And that really is the key, is we want to get that money out of the system on your terms. Now, we call this at Golden Reserve our tax map. It's done by our team of CPAs. They build out a plan of how much to take out each year, decide how long it goes, how many years is the plan, and then update it for changes if the tax rates change, if your income changes, if your size of your IRA, you know, your IRA accounts change because the market goes up and down. All of those things are adjusted each year. But the idea is, let's get this tax liability, which is the largest tax liability on all retirees' balance sheets, on our terms. And the reason this is so important, people are like, well, why would I pay taxes if I didn't have to, Randy? Right? Like, that's mostly the reaction we get when we say this. And I'll tell you exactly why. Because you're going to pay more taxes if you keep it in. Mm-hmm. You're going to run into two penalties. The first of which is the widow's penalty. People don't realize that when they pass away, their tax rates many times double for their surviving spouse because they're going from a couple filing rate to a single filing rate, but they take out the same amount of money on their IRAs and they get mashed together. So now all of a sudden you're paying double the tax rate. So if you have $1 million IRA and you're paying, you know, 10% taxes on a systematic draw, you know, great. That's, you know, that's great. You know, you're paying $100,000 of your IRA to Uncle Sam. But now you didn't do any planning, and now your spouse unexpectedly passes. Now they may be paying 20% or 25%. Mm-hmm. So now you're paying $200,000 of your IRA to Uncle Sam because you weren't paying attention, and you were saying, your financial advisor or your accountant or someone was saying, wait till 73. You don't have to wait till 73. You should just wait till 73. And it's like, that is not a plan. That is just waiting for Uncle Sam to pillage your IRA accounts. So the widow's penalty is bad, but the kiddo's penalty is worse. And the kiddo's penalty happens when you essentially have to turn around and say, all right, both spouses pass, it goes to the kids, and the kids are at their highest earning tax rate, and it gets taxed at their tax rates, and the IRS got rid of the stretch. So now they got to take it out over a shorter period of time, over 10 years. A lot of kids take it out right away.
Yeah.
And that means you could be at 30, 35, 40% tax rates before state tax. Now that $1 million IRA is $400,000 going to Uncle Sam, $350,000 going to Uncle Sam because you decided to wait until 73. And I think that is the most important part. How you spend your IRA is up to you, but you need a plan to make sure you're paying the least amount of taxes. At Golden Reserve, we push everyone. They get a complimentary tax map from our team of CPAs in-house at Golden Reserve so that we can ensure that you are using your plan, not Uncle Sam's plan, for your largest tax liability in retirement.
Well, Greg says it every show, and that is, everybody tells you how to put the money in.
hardly anybody tells you how to take the money out. And that is what our tax map does at Golden Reserve. That, of course, is just a part of our roadmap for retirement. We talk about markets and we talk about risk. We talk about the fees that are coming out of your investments, your accounts, not only because of the buying and the selling, but what your advisor is getting right now. If you have an advisor, maybe we can put a dent in that a little bit. And then talking about long-term care and certainly talking about your paycheck, your income in your retirement years. Give us a look. All of that is complimentary. Give us a look on our website, getyourroadmap.com. That's getyourroadmap.com. Or you can give us a call at 855-546-2074. 855-546-2074. Your account balance is probably up. Market had a very good first quarter. Does this mean you should be moving money around? We'll talk about it coming up on Expedition Retirement.
What's your biggest debt in retirement? For most of you, it's not your home mortgage. It's your IRA and your 401k accounts. You owe Uncle Sam tax on those accounts, and most people have no idea how much. You see, most people just listen to their financial advisor and use Uncle Sam's plan. Wait until 73 and then take out the required minimum withdraws. But Uncle Sam doesn't let you wait until 73 so that you end up paying him less money in taxes. That's why the Golden Reserve team of CPAs build a tax map for every client as part of our roadmap for retirement process. Your tax map will lay out how much and when to take money out of your IRA so you end up paying Uncle Sam the least amount of taxes possible. To learn more about our tax map and other retirement tools and how we can protect and guide you down retirement mountain, go to getyourroadmap.com. That's getyourroadmap.com.
Welcome back to Expedition Retirement with Greg Ehler at Golden Reserve. Online, you can find us at getyourroadmap.com. Don't forget, we also have a YouTube channel. You can find Greg's smiling face, my smiling face, right there in living color there. Look up Expedition Retirement, and we're right there. There's a reason we're on radio.
That is right.
All right. New study from Vanguard says that balances on retirement accounts are up again. Carrie Hannon from Yahoo Finance says, now that there is a uptick in your accounts, maybe you have more in there than you ever had. Does that mean you should be doing something?
The Vanguard study shows that more people than ever they have been setting aside money in their retirement accounts at increased levels. So more than 4 in 10 increased the amount they set aside last year. And what a great year to do that, right? So the average balances now in their plan participant accounts were up 19%, which is just phenomenal.
All right. So the market brought us up. You're pushing more money in because the market is moving. And this is all a good thing. My balance is higher than it's ever been. Now the question is, you're getting close to retirement, Greg. Does this mean we should be moving money from that area of risk over to a place? We talked about it, maybe getting that 5% that's out there with those interest rates.
It's all a numbers game, depending on what time period you're grabbing, right? If this article would have ran at the end of 2022, it wouldn't have been sounding so sweet, right? You know, like, you know, your market loses 22%. No one's having these articles. But then the article, you know, obviously the market has to bounce back and make up for all those losses. Then they say, hey, you're making all this money. Look how great the market is. You know, sure, we've had a pretty good year, right? You know, pretty good year run, making back money from all the losses from 2022. And, you know, when we break these things down to clients, it's hard because it's like telling someone to get up at the blackjack table.
Yeah,
it's hard.
They're
it's
doing
hard
really
say, hey,
well. I don't want to leave.
Yeah, I don't want to leave. It's just so easy.
Okay.
And the way our minds work is we seem to really disregard the bad facts and hang on to the good facts.
Yeah.
In life, I mean, think about how you describe yourself or your family or your friends or your accounts or your experiences in Vegas, right? Like, you know, a lot of times it's hard to remove ourselves and say, all right, what's really going on here? And what do I really need? So when we build plans, you know, we are different. You know, when we talk about how to think about your finances and how to think about retirement, we take a much more, I think, practical approach, which is, what do you want to do? And people are like, what? Well, yeah, what do you want to do? What do you want to do in retirement? And then you kind of get an understanding of what their goals are and what their spending is and what they want. And all right, so then we still don't talk about investments. Then we say, all right, well, let's figure out the four things that can take money out of your accounts that have the biggest impact on people's lives. And they're like, what? And I'm like, yeah, we're going to talk about taxes, which you just heard us talk about. Mm-hmm. That could take 30 or 40% of your accounts if you don't have a plan. And they're like, really? Yeah, really. So it's like, let's get an IRA tax plan together. You know, we call that our tax map. Then we talk about our fee filter. Hey, are you overpaying your advisor? Or are you overpaying for your investments? This stuff can add up to hundreds of thousands of dollars coming out of your accounts over the course of a retirement. I mean, hundreds of thousands. So we want to make sure that we have an understanding of that. So then we're going to protect against that. Then we're going to shoot over and say, all right, let's talk about market risk. This is exactly what you're talking about. And we'll circle back to it at the end again. But how much are you comfortable losing? It's like, what do you mean? How much money are you comfortable losing? Because if you're in the market, you got to be comfortable losing. If you're, you know, if you want to win, you got to be comfortable going backwards. And they're like, well, you know, I could probably lose 20%. You're like, all right, so you're comfortable losing $400,000. And they're like, whoa. Well, I'm like, that's 20% of your, you know, of your $2 million of investments. And they're like, whoa, no, that's not how much I'm going to lose. All right, well, then help us. Because I'm just telling you what you would have lost in 2022 and what you probably did lose. So, you know, you probably already forgot about.
Yeah.
So getting their hands around understanding what they're comfortable with. Well, Greg, I don't want to lose that much. All right, well, then we can talk about that. And then last but not least, we talk about the big one, long-term care. Hey, do you have a plan for a nursing home? They're like, well, no, I'm not going to nursing home. Well, I hear you. You don't plan for your house to burn down, but you have a homeowner's insurance. So let's, you know, it's $100,000 a year. So let's at least have a legal plan. I don't think you should go out and have to buy long-term care insurance, but you can definitely have some structure in place to hopefully not impoverish your spouse or lose everything. You know, there's some new tools out there that are really effective. So we get all that to play. And then after all of that, Randy, after we build the protection and preservation piece, then we start having some fun with the income and the investments. And we start saying, all right, so now that we have this, we build our income tent that shows you, hey, if you spent the same amount of money you did last year, let's project it out 25 years with a 5% return just to see where you're at. And then people say, oh, my gosh, I got a lot of money left over.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, that's interesting because 75% of your assets are at risk. Why are you taking the risk if you don't need to? And they're like, what do you mean? It's like, do you want more zeros in your account? Like, I don't understand. It's like, you know, most people aren't building a perpetual Fortune 100 company to last forever. No, you're just trying to go to Applebee's on Thursdays and go on some trips with the grandkids. It's like, why would you drive 95 miles an hour to the supermarket if you could get there going 35? And that's the best way I can put it is, why are we driving so fast with your retirement? Because I don't want to have to explain to you why you lost half your assets. And then have to fight back and crawl back. And then you end up not doing anything for a few years because you're nervous if you're going to run out of money. Why don't we just take most of it that you don't need growth on, put it in something that can still get some good returns. You can still get 5 or 6% returns in this market. I mean, it's great. There's with the interest rates where they are. It's a fantastic place to be, have those available, which weren't available 10 years ago. And then, you know, sit back and make your retirement exciting and make the investment piece the boring piece, where when the market crashes, and it will again, like it always does, it doesn't affect you, or it doesn't affect you as much that it really matters. It doesn't affect how you're doing, because what people don't realize is that first 3 to 5 year window in retirement is the most important, because it's when you do the most stuff. Mm-hmm. And if you have a crash in that market, if you retire in 2022, you're paralyzed because you're like, oh my gosh, I lost 22% of my life savings. Well, we're not going to go to Florida this year. Well, ironically, you're putting off things that you'll probably never get back, because that's just the way it plays out. People spend less the longer they get into retirement because they do less. Nature of aging just is what it is. And the curve goes down and down and down when in retirement. You spend less almost every year until you start having health issues, and then it goes up again. And those are the things that we really want people to get part of. And when we build a preservation plan, our roadmap does that, Randy. That's exactly why we help retirees. It's why we're here. It's why we're on the planet. It's why we call ourselves the sheepdogs, right? Like, we want to ensure that your assets are protected so you can do what you want. It's a want versus, you know, what do you need in retirement? What do you want? And it's like, I want to have 10% returns and no risk. Well, it's like, well, dude, I want to be 6'8 and play tight end for obviously the Browns. But it didn't happen. So it's like, what do I really need? What do I need to enjoy and have the highest quality of life possible in retirement? And most people, we can do what they want and what they, you know, you hate to say this, but you want and need with the current plan they have with a lot less risk. And I think that is the magic. And the reason this doesn't happen, people are like, well, if it sounds so easy, Greg, why doesn't everybody do it? Because that's not how people get paid, right? Like, yeah. Financial advisors get paid for your money to be in the market so that they can be taking risk and charging their 1.5% or 1.25% or 1%, or whatever they're charging. The second they start using conservative investments like CDs and fixed insurance products, all of that fee goes away. And that is exactly why people don't encourage people. It's why you hear more about cost of living and inflation and booga, booga, booga versus, hey, what do you want to buy this year? I mean, the conversations with your financial person should be about your spending excitement, not about scaring you to spend less. And if that's the case, you should be asking yourself why. And it's simple. They have a conflict of interest. If you enjoy your money more, they make less. Plain and simple, it's inarguable. I know, not my Chip, not my Susie. Like, no, my guy, my gals, we go to church, blah, blah, blah. Trust me, there is inherent bias and conflict of interest when if you spend your money, they take a pay cut. No matter what they say, it's subconscious, conscious, whatever it is, it's inarguable. They do not want you to spend as much money, so they make less money. It is what it is. Like, I can't put it any other way. That's why there's a war on conservative investments. That's why there's a war on things like annuities. That's why you hear all the negative things. They're a $1 trillion industry. Annuities are $1 billion. They're the bigger bully, so they control the narrative. A lot of times, all people need is, and obviously, dude, we have money in the market too, Randy. I don't want to make this sound like we don't have, you know, our clients have 30, 40% of their money in ETFs and things like that, you know, low cost market vehicles. But they sure as heck don't have 75% or 80%, not if they work with us. And I think that's the aha moment where you're like, I don't need to drive 95% or 95 miles an hour to go to the grocery store because I know I can get there going 35. And all the awesome double stuffed Oreos will still be there, Randy. They'll all still be there. All right, buddy. So, you know, that is the, I think, magic of finding the balance to roadmap, our roadmap in retirement, because people need the balance. They need to be talked to about more than just investments. They need the legal. They need the tax. They need the finance all under one roof. And that's what we do.
Give us a call at Golden Reserve and let's talk through it. Your roadmap for retirement is right there waiting for you. As a matter of fact, if you come in, we're going to give you a copy of Greg's book called Fire Your Financial Advisor. And a lot of people are finding this really very, very valuable. As a matter of fact, if you want to go out and get one yourself, go to fireyourfinancialadvisor.com. If you key in the word radio, you get it at half price. And maybe that's how you want to start this whole thing. You've been listening to the radio show for a long time and you go, all right, I want to take another step in and do a little bit more. Find out what Greg is all about and then come on in. Let's go through it. Let's figure out exactly what you're paying in advisor fees. Let's find out if you have a good solid tax plan or a plan just in case you go into long-term care. There's a lot that goes into our roadmap for retirement and we'll do one for you at no charge. Give us a look, getyourroadmap.com. That's getyourroadmap.com or give us a call, 855-546-2074. 855-546-2074. We'll be right back with more Expedition Retirement. Why would someone write a book called Fire Your Financial Advisor? Greg Ehler, the president of Golden Reserve, believes there's something seriously wrong with the financial industry. It's an industry that gets paid on how much you've saved. So when you spend your money, they take a pay cut. You see the conflict? They have a vested interest in keeping your money in the stock market and at risk. Greg believes there's a better way. When you call to talk about your retirement, you'll get a free copy. Or go to fireyourfinancialadvisor.com. Welcome back to Expedition Retirement with Greg Ehler at Golden Reserve. Online, you can find us at getyourroadmap.com, and we hope that you do. If you want to see a little video, we've got a YouTube channel as well. Just look up Expedition Retirement, and we'll be right there. All right, coming up on this half of the show, how long would $600,000 last you in retirement? Seems to be a pretty common number for a lot of people to come to the table. Let's dive into it a little bit. How much do you think the airlines make every year on baggage fees? I've got the numbers. You're going to be shocked. And we're also going to get to retirement is stupid. So all of that coming up. All right. So, Greg, we are done with March. We're into April now. And the first quarter of the year was very, very good. And they say, you know, as goes January, as goes the year. We were up in January. Maybe this will be an up year. What's your take on where we are right now? Because I do hear a lot of people say, oh, we're on the edge of the cliff here. We're going down 40%. And other people say, oh, bull market, just keep on running. How are you supposed to sift through all that?
You can't really, you know, there's no comb or brush that will get you through all the BS, right? It's too thick. Yeah. You know, at the end of every month, you know, we do this little market recap, Randy. I think it's important for people to at least have some barometer of what's going on. So here's what's happened. Let's just talk cold, hard facts. Obviously, the S&P did about 3% in March. Year to date, it's up almost 11%. Over the course of the rolling 12, it's up about 27%. So it's been a real good year, right? Yeah. The market has had a good 12-month run. Dow, the sleepy, slow Dow, you know, is only up 2% in March, about 5% year to date in here in 2024.
Still good.
And Yeah, still good. And over the course of the year, 18%. Okay. So rolling 12.8, NASDAQ is up 1.6%. It's the lowest amount up of the three big indices. Year to date, it's up 11. And although over the course of the last 12, it's up 34%. So it's a big one.
Yeah.
So what's all this number soup mean, right? Like, it's like, oh my gosh, there's all these percentages. What does that mean for me? And I think that's really what people want to know. What do these tickers mean for me? And interest rates have held constant at about 5.3. Mm-hmm. They haven't changed in 2024. And the next meeting's not until, end of the month, end of April, beginning of May. So it's an interesting question because we get a lot. So what should we do?
Where are we going? Yeah.
Where are we going? So here's the first thing. No one knows where we're going. Nobody. Mm-hmm. So let's take that off the table. You know what? If we can take that off the table, how does that change your mindset?
No more predictions.
If I can say we have no idea where we're going, because we don't.
Yep.
Anybody that says that is a liar, complete liar. They are 100% guessing because they would rule the world. I mean, think about it, Randy. And people are like, oh, no, my guy. No. Like, if you knew where the stock market was going, you would rule the world. Mm-hmm. You know, you would literally have the ability to obviously travel time too. Maybe they can travel in time too, Randy. Maybe they have a space machine. But yeah, they're selling a lot of something. Mm-hmm. So let's remove that. And I say that not tongue in cheek, but a little tongue in cheek, because I think it's important to realize if you remove that, you start to ask yourself, I have all these gains. You know, is it time to cash them off the table? And I think that's what we try to talk to people about. Like, do you really need 10%? Because do you need 20% return? Do you think we're going to have another year that sees 27% returns? And if, you know, it's like we've had a bull run for about a decade. You know, we had a down year in 2022, but 12 of the last 13 years have been pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. So it's like, how much greedier can we really be? So like as a kid growing up in the country and, you know, parents are blue collar, factory worker, school teacher, like, you know, if you have that opportunity to take money off the table and walk away a winner, I think you have to consider it, right? Like, now, if you have $30 or $40 million and you're managing family trusts and all kinds of offshore accounts, and I'm not talking to you. Like, I don't know you have different goals and plans. But for people that have less than $2 or $3 million and you know you can lock in and do everything you want in retirement and still get some good returns, maybe not great returns, maybe not 20% returns, but you still get healthy returns for the duration of your retirement, taking it off the table, I think you have to consider it. And I think that's what our roadmap does, is it shows you where you're weak or where you're strong in your retirement plan, fees, taxes, market risk, long-term care. And then we add on the income tent to show you where your money would be in 25 years. And if you're like, oh my gosh, I have more money than I could ever spend, then why would we take risk we don't need? Why would you take risk you don't need in life? And I think that's the story we've been telling for obviously over the course of the last 10 years. And it works, right? You know, we're one of the largest and fastest growing financial shops in the Midwest, opening offices in Kentucky and Indiana and Michigan, and obviously offices all across Ohio. So these are the things that we want people to think about. It's like, let's turn off the noise of where we think it's going and look at where it's been. And this right now is a great time to take chips off the table and see what else is out there. At least kick some tires. You owe it to your family to not keep betting on the ponies. And I think our roadmap gives you opportunity at no cost, Randy, to break it all down for you.
When is the best time to take a profit? When there is one, and we have one right now. I think we all know a story of, you know, a restaurant that just seems to be just booming, and then you find out it's sold. Why would he sell something that's going so well? Because it's operating at its peak efficiency. It's operating for a profit. And that's when you want to sell. If you just had a stock and it was peaking out, that would be the time to take some of that off the table. Think of it that way. Think of that way for your retirement. Give us a call at Golden Reserve. Let's talk through it. Use our website, getyourroadmap.com. We'll ask you to fill in a little information there, and then our team reaches out to you. Or you can reach out to us right now. Remember, the appointment is free. The roadmap is free. 855-546-2074. 855-546-2074. Well, we've handled the how much do I need for retirement a million times here on the show, and the answer always comes back, it depends. What do you want to do in retirement, Greg says. And he also tells us that a lot of people who come in have less than $2 million. That's 95% of the people that walk through our doors. Well, what about $600,000? You've saved that much. That's what's in your 401k and your savings. That's what you're bringing to retirement. Is that enough to power
a 25-year retirement. So, Greg, let's just do the math on that and just take that number and see where we come up with.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. People, you see a lot of articles, you see a lot of videos on, will $600,000 last my retirement, last me through retirement? The answer is always, it can.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it can. And if we break down the numbers piece by piece, let's just do some math. Now, people always assume, let's start off with the assumption of a 25-year retirement. That is very aggressive. I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer, but let's be honest. I know everyone knows someone that's in their 90s.
Yeah.
That's fine. But the average age in America of when people pass away is 78.
Okay.
So we have to start there. And I'm not saying we should plan for 78, but I think there is a very misconception that people are living into their 90s regularly. And if people are working to 65, that's 13 years. That's half the assumption.
Mm-hmm.
And I say this because people are doing a lot less because they're afraid of this ongoing forever kind of, you know, Ferris wheel that keeps getting pushed out there. Now,
the person who lives to 150 is alive today. Yes, they are.
It's like, exactly. Okay, all right.
Exactly.
Now, 150? Come on.
And I'm guilty. Obviously, our income tent does a 25-year projection. So I don't want to sit here and bang on this like I don't think it's real. But I think it is important that in the back of our minds, we think of the longevity of our family and obviously the way we live our lives to understand what's real. Now, from a $600,000, just if you just spend the principal and it didn't make you any money, obviously you could take out $24,000 a year.
Okay.
That's like one way of thinking about it. Okay, I $24,000 a year, and I, you know, that gets me to 90 if I retired at 65.
Okay.
Add on that I get Social Security, and the average Social Security in America is about 2,000. So that's another 24,000.
Okay.
So right now we're at $50,000 of expendable revenue. And I think at times that scares people because they're like, well, I was making $150,000. I was making $200,000. Well, most people have no debt, no car payments, no house payments, no kids college, no kids law school. They're not saving. A big portion of that was being saved too while you were working. Mm-hmm. So don't freak out yet. Let's figure out what you're actually spending. And then, you know, when you back into those numbers and you say, how long does $600,000 last? Well, you know, I think it's important to continue to do the math, right? Don't get scared into things that don't make sense. And if we don't do anything, if that money's under your mattress, you know that you have 25 years of basically $50,000.
Just peeling money off the top.
Yep. You're just digging into it and it's going on forever.
Okay.
Now, if you're assuming a very, very, you know, I guess conservative return, you know, let's say it's like 6% or 5% return over the course of that same time period, you're going to have some additional monies, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you could have an additional, whatever the case may be, you know, $2,000 or $3,000 are going to be added to that reoccurring theme each and every year. So when we try to break that down, think of that assumption. If you're spending obviously only $20,000 a year, that money will last you almost 40 years.
Okay.
That's a lot, right? And that's including after taxes, all that stuff. If you're spending $40,000 as you're going through of the $600,000, not counting your Social Security, you know, it's going to last you 20, $60,000, 13, $80,000 a year, 10. And what I'm here to kind of hopefully not get lost in the data soup is that we see a lot of people comfortably living, very comfortably living on between $50,000 and $100,000, doing everything they want. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean you can't overshoot your budget, right? Like people are like, well, I can't do this. Well, it's like people spend two or three times as much the first 3 to 5 years of retirement as they do it in the lower, you know, quadrant of the circle. It's a, you know, it's a smiley face of your spending mm-hmm. in retirement. So if we start playing that out, you may have to backpedal a little bit maybe in future years. But right now when you're in your early 60s, your mid 60s, you know, obviously, you know, up and, you know, you're doing a lot. So we don't want to get so obsessed about numbers that we don't live our lives and live on some kind of chart that was pre-made that has nothing to do with how you live your life. But when you start breaking it down, people are like, I thought I'd be spending a lot more money. And I think that's the real key. That's what our income tent does for this, Randy, is it really breaks down how much you're spending, what you're putting on it. And, you know, at the end of the day, people are saying, what does this mean? You know, $600,000, if you don't have any returns, is going to last you $50,000 a year for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you have some returns, you're going to get probably another 5 years. If you're spending $50,000 a year before you burn through all of your principal and go through that process. And I hopefully people are thinking to themselves, wow, you know, how much do I spend each month? What are my utilities? What are my things? And we do that for you, Randy. The income tent builds what comes in, what goes out, and then we project it out 25 years at actually a more conservative rate, 5% returns, a little bit of inflation, some fun for spending and travel, and we just see what that number looks like. And we do it every year, and we do it every year 25 years. So it never gets fixed. It keeps pushing out 25 to give you that extra confidence to spend your money, because I think that's what's missing in retirement. Is that people have this piggy bank and they're afraid to break into it because the fear of running out of money is the biggest fear in retirement, because that's all they hear about on the radio, on TV, et cetera. And hopefully this show and our TV show and our the book Fire Your Financial Advisor, all of these things start to give people more confidence that, like, you're not going to run out of money. And if things do get tighter, you'll just spend less. Mm-hmm. That's how we've all lived our lives. We're all grown-ups. And if things get a little bit more expensive, we spend less. There's nothing we can do about it. There's no magic button that I can just start adding more income again. So it's like those are the things that we want to make sure that people understand, that they're empowered. And obviously, we want your retirement to last. And hopefully, we can show people how $600,000 is a lot of money in retirement. You know, that can go a long way. So, I mean, a million. Obviously, a lot of our clients come in, you know, have between, you know, $2 or $3 million to $500,000. And, you know, all of them have retirement plans that work for them. And we want to give you the power for it to work for you, and obviously give you the power to spend your money, not keeping it in the accounts.
The best way to do this is to do the math on your retirement. If you want an answer to that question, did I do enough? Did I save enough? Is this enough? How much do I need? There's only really one way to do that, and that's find out how much you're spending per month. What do you want to do in retirement? What are you bringing to the table? And then we put all that down and we start to do the math on your retirement. That is what our roadmap for retirement starts at. Give us a call. Let's start with that. GetYourRoadmap.com is our website. That'll bring you to our website at Golden Reserve. Tool around a little bit. Learn a little bit more about Greg and the team. And then give us a call as well. 855-546-2074. 855-546-2074. Well, it's getting to be summertime pretty soon. Now, you're probably making some plans to maybe go on vacation. And maybe you're going to take a plane. And you're going to have to deal with bags. And how much you have to pay to put your bags on an airplane. Almost as much as you on the airplane. So we're going to talk about that number. You're going to be shocked at how much the airlines are making just on baggage fees. We'll talk about that. And the guy who came out this past week and said, retirement is stupid. That's coming up next on Expedition Retirement.
We often use the term climbing the mountain when talking about doing something difficult. Your 30-year work life is a lot like that. You get to the top, plant your flag, and retire. Now what? Did you know that 75% of deaths on Mount Everest happen on the way down? You need a new guide. Go to our website and you'll see that mountain. Meet one of our retirement planners and we'll show you how to get down Retirement Mountain. Find us at GetYourRoadmap.com.
Welcome back to Expedition Retirement with Greg Ehler at Golden Reserve. Online, find us at GetYourRoadmap.com. I'm going to throw another website at you here, which is FireYourFinancialAdvisor.com. That's the book that Greg has written. Everybody who comes in for a roadmap gets a copy of the book. But if you want to do a little research ahead of time and find out what this guy Greg Ehler is all about, you'll find out in the book Fire Your Financial Advisor. As a matter of fact, when you go to the website, there's a code place there. Put radio in there and that'll save you 50%. All of that is right there online. All right. One of the biggest ways we get clipped every year is when you go out to the airport and you put your baggage down and they get you there. And I found this number. If you put the top 20 airlines all together, they made $33 billion, with a B, $33 billion on baggage fees. If you add in how much they made on seat change fees or flight change fees and all the fees that go along with it at the airlines, $118 billion they make. That's without selling a seat. So, Greg, I mean, it's insane. Some of the things that we pay to do what we want to do, but just to get on a plane, all of those fees, they are not the only ones who are experts at charging extra fees, are they?
No. I mean, I'm going to just rant for, give me 10 seconds here on this one. Gosh darn it. I hate airports. I hate everything about them. I hate being crowded. I hate being around all the people. I mean, it's just no one's ever happy. People are, you know, people are upset. They're yelling. But this is scandalous, right? You know, I can tell you another thing. Hotels are even worse.
Right.
I was getting room service because I was taking my wife out on a date for our spring break trip. So my oldest daughter was going to watch the kids. So we got room service as a kind of a fun thing. Ordered some chicken fingers, which were like $20. Now, I digress. But we were ordering it, and it said, do you want a tip? So it's like, all right, yeah, you know, I'll put the tip in. Mm-hmm. And then I got the bill, and it had automatic gratuity already added at 20%. Then I added the tip in. Again, I saw two lines, and I'm like, that is so disingenuous.
Yeah.
But you never know, right? Like at the end of the day, you're already committed. Like, what are we going to do? Now I have to go through with it. I don't want them to not deliver the food. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to do not take your bag on an airplane. So it's like you get hooked with a sales proposition, and then they just nickel and dime you to death. And the financial industries are the GOAT. They're the greatest of all time when it comes to adding fees that no one knows about. When we think about this, think about it. You get sold this bill of goods, right? What's like, hey, you know, I'm going to be there for you in retirement. We're going to navigate this together. You know, we're going to go through. I'm going to handle all your finances. We're going to talk about taxes. We're going to do all this stuff. And then you realize you're one of 700 clients this person has. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to do the math of what portion of time you get per year from them. But at the end of the day, you don't know that when they sell you investments, they get a commission sometimes. Mm-hmm. What? Or they sell, you know, mutual funds that the mutual fund company's taking fees out. So like you thought you were done paying fees when you heard 1%. Hey, I'm going to do a deal for you, Randy. I know I normally charge 1.5, but I'm going to charge 1.25 because I like you. I like your style. And you're like, oh man, 1.25, what a nice guy. And that's 0.25 higher than the national average. But anyways,
yeah.
I digress. So then you go through that and then you find out, oh my gosh, they sold me a bunch of mutual funds that are now charging another 1%. Mm-hmm. So now before the race even starts, you're 2% behind the starting line. But no one knows because the way that they charge these fees are much – I don't get a line item. At least my fees – at least at a, you know, when you put a baggage thing, they run your credit card, right?
Yeah.
When you have to do that extra bag, you know. It hurts. You're angry. But you're already stuck in line with people screaming behind you, right? So same with when you're in this situation with financial advisors, they never tell you anything. Mm-hmm. And you gave them access to your accounts, which means it just gets deducted. Yeah. And you don't know when and how or how much is getting taken out and going to the financial advisor. How much is getting taken out of my money for the mutual funds? Well, if you buy A-share mutual funds and you look in the account right after you buy them, they're 5% smaller usually. And you're like, what? Yeah, they start off smaller because they take your fees out first. So you're starting to say, well, wait a second. What do I have in my accounts? What are they charging? And it is a black hole. Most people can't do it without software. You have to look at the prospectus. You have to break it down. It's almost impossible. So we have software. That's right. We have to have Morningstar software to run it for you. Every client that comes in or every prospect that comes in and wants a roadmap, we do it at no cost. We run what we call our fee filter. It shows you what you're paying your advisor and what you're paying for your investments down to the penny compared to the performance. And then you can ask yourself, am I getting the value that I'm paying? Most people say, well, Greg, what's the average fees? For $1 million clients, usually about 20 grand. 20 grand a year. And they're like, no way. I'm like, well, show me your statements. And your financial advisors never know because we just do it based off your most recent statements. So they don't know that we're doing it. So don't worry about that. But we show them the costs and the fees. And they're kind of, you know, a lot of times they're angry. Maybe they feel a little like misled. They feel confused. Should I even trust these guys? And it's like, dude, the fees are the fees. Like our program is Morningstar is the biggest company in the world, you know, one of the largest companies in the world that runs these. It's like, we just get it from what they, you know, pump out. And I think a lot of times the 1% sounds small until you apply it to $1 million. You're like, hey, it's 10 grand a year. Over a 30-year retirement is 300 grand. And it's like, what did they do again? And it's like, what are they doing for us again? Well, they're not really doing the tax. They talk about tax, but they don't do it. What are they doing for the obvious? Well, they talk about legal, but they don't really do it. So walking them through those different pieces, you know, is a huge part of our process because it's the education of understanding, is it really worth paying $20,000 a year for someone to call me on my birthday? Yeah. You know, after they sign me up and then they're just using an automatic, you know, fund allocation and we're not getting any tax services, we're not getting any legal services. All we're getting is, you know, a brunch around the holidays that is buffet style.
Mm-hmm.
Bummer.
Mm-hmm.
and, you know, we obviously charge a flat fee. Golden Reserve charges a flat fee. No matter how many zeros on your account, everybody charges the same amount because it's for the services. I never felt comfortable charging people based on the zeros in their account. It just didn't make sense. That's why even our law firm, we didn't do the billable hour. It didn't make sense. We have flat fees based on the work we're doing. It just made sense to me in my mind. I know how long the average client takes. We charge a flat fee, the end. And it feels good. Whether you have $3 million or $500,000, everyone gets charged the same amount because we're doing the same amount of work. And I think that's what's missing, is that level of transparency in the financial world. And I think that's what the roadmap brings, and every one of those get a fee filter, Randy.
That's one of the things that's different about Golden Reserve, and we invite you to give us a call and find out, why wouldn't it be a great idea to have us run that roadmap for retirement for you? You can take this information, do what you want with it, or sit down with our team and talk about the options that can make your retirement work better. Give us a call. Give us a look. GetYourRoadmap.com. That's our website. GetYourRoadmap.com. Or give us a call at 855-546-2074. Ben Shapiro is a conservative talk show host, and he's got a lot of good things to say in many instances. But he, I think, stepped in it knee-deep when he started talking about retirement and his idea that retirement is stupid.
It's insane that we haven't raised the retirement age in the United States. It's totally crazy. No one in the United States should be retiring at 65 years old. Frankly, I think retirement itself is a stupid idea unless you have some sort of health problem. Everybody that I know who is elderly, who has retired, is dead within 5 years. When Franklin Delano Roosevelt established 65 as the retirement age, the average life expectancy in the United States was 63 years old. Today, the average life expectancy in the United States is close to 80. It's totally insane that you believe that you should be able to work from the time that you are essentially 20 to the time that you are 65, which is a 45-year period, pay in, and then you will receive Social Security benefits sufficient to support you and your family for like another 20 years. That's crazy talk. That is not fiscally sustainable. I fail to see how a country in which our entire leadership class is 80 plus is telling you that we should have a retirement age of 65. It makes no sense at all.
All right. So Ben is 40 years old, and he's telling people in their 60s that you should not retire. Retirement is stupid, and we can't support you as a nation. Well, first of all, Social Security comes in at 62, not 65, and it was also never meant to be your sole source of income in retirement. Let's get that out of the way first. Now let's talk about the guy who lays tile for a living, or the guy who climbs up a telephone pole for a living, and at age 65, he deserves to get into retirement.
Yeah, I don't know where he's going with this. This is kind of a silly statement. I mean, he's just not very likable. I know some people like The Daily Wire and Ben, but for me, he's just not very likable. He's never been very likable, and he's smart.
Yeah.
You know, he obviously says smart things, but this is not one of them. You know, I hear what he's saying in terms of it may not be fiscally sustainable if people aren't working and paying into the system.
Right.
But for people that are working, you know, like this, it works. You know, the system works. And I think the finish line of being able to kind of enjoy your golden years with your family and your friends is what makes America, America.
Come on, right?
I mean,
man.
It's like one of the greatest things out there. So I'm going to say hard no. I think he's probably taking all these down. Hopefully he's not leaving this up there. This isn't going to be something that wins him a lot of fans on either side of the fence. And, you know, it doesn't make sense. Retirement is what a lot of people work for and towards their whole life, to be able to enjoy time with their family and really hang up the boots. So I think he epically failed there. And hopefully we can just act like it didn't happen. This is one of those things. Let's just act like Ben Shapiro did not say those things and move forward. He's trying to make like a fiscal comment about it. But, you know, there's certain things in America you don't screw with. Doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat. You don't screw with retirement.
Yep.
And you don't screw with the schools.
That's
right.
It.
Like, you know, like when you start dealing with people's kids and, you know, obviously and the retirement stuff, no one likes that. No one likes that at all.
Well, if you make your living behind a desk or a microphone like he does, you can go as long as you want to. But you know what? There comes a time when you're about 60 or 65 years old and you bend over to put your socks on and your back goes out. You know it's about time. And it happens to all of us. And it will happen to Ben as well. He'll change his tune in about 20 years. All right. That is about all the time we have here. Greg, we got about a minute or so to just kind of go over the roadmap for retirement, hit the bullet points, and let's get some people to call in and get some help with their retirement.
At the end of the day, you know, the roadmap is built to protect your assets and see where you're at right now. It is to evaluate where your plan is against the four largest risks of retirement: fees, taxes, market risks, long-term care. Our fee filter shows you what you're paying your advisor and what you're paying for investments right now compared to the performance to see if you're overpaying. Next up, we have taxes. You know, are you waiting till 73 using Uncle Sam's plan or your financial advisor's plan, or do you have your own plan? Our tax map breaks down when and how much you should take out of your IRA each year so that you can pay the least amount of money in taxes and not run into the widows and kiddos penalty we talked about earlier in the show today. Next, market flashlight breaks down how much money do you have in the market, what percentage, and then what does that mean if 2022 happens again, if 2000 happens again, if 2009 and 10 happens again? Is it too much? Do you need to make adjustments? That shows you the exact number of where you're at today. And then last but not least, we're going to break down. We have the long-term care compass, where, you know, the long-term care compass shows you where are you at in terms of the biggest risk in retirement, which is going to the nursing home. No one wants to think about it. No one wants to hear about it, but it is the largest risk of growing over $100,000 a year. Do you have legal tools, things like asset protection trusts? Have you explored different options? We're not talking about long-term care insurance. We're talking about legal tools and other options that can help shield against this huge risk that can make a huge difference to your surviving spouse and then ultimately your kids. Once that's together, those are the four pillars of our roadmap. We build our income tent that breaks down how much money you'll have left in 25 years based on what you spent last year, based on what you received last year, and then some conservative gains, inflation, and some fun stuff for travel and health expenses. So all that stuff gets projected, gets updated every year for you to ensure that you keep spending your money. That's the whole idea of the income tent, is not to show you what your budget is, but how you should be spending more, because you should be comfortable. There'll be plenty of money left at the end of the rainbow. All that is included for every roadmap. Randy, we do it at no cost.
Give us a call. We'll do that. Use our website. You can start right there. GetYourRoadmap.com. Again, GetYourRoadmap.com. Or give us a call at 855-546-2074. 855-546-2074. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you enjoy your weekend. And we will be here next week right here on Expedition Retirement.
Thanks for listening to Expedition Retirement with Greg Ehler. To learn more about getting the help you need to and through retirement, go to GetYourRoadmap.com.
Investment advisory services offered only through investment advisory representatives at Golden Reserve Retirement, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Gregory Ehler does not provide investment advisory services nor insurance and annuity products. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed are not designed nor intended to be applicable to any person's individual circumstances. It should not be considered as investment advice, nor does it constitute a recommendation that anyone engage in or refrain from a particular course of action. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Golden Reserve is licensed in your state, please contact their office. Golden Reserve Retirement LLC, Golden Reserve LLC, Golden Reserve Tax LLC, and Ehler Stallings LLC are not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. Legal services offered by Ehler Stallings LLC. Tax services offered through Golden Reserve Tax LLC. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through licensed professionals at Golden Reserve LLC. NPN number 1655411.